Brittany Maynard was a vibrant young newlywed when she started to suffer from severe headaches.
I didn't understand them because I had never had anything like that before in my life.
Doctors told Maynard she had an aggressive form of brain cancer and had just 6 months to live.
Right when I was diagnosed, my husband and I were actively trying for a family, which is heartbreaking for us both.
Aware that her cancer was incurable, Maynard decided she'd rather die on her own terms than go through unbearable pain and suffering. So she and her family moved from California to Oregon, where the state's Death with Dignity Act allows people with a terminal illness to get life-ending medication from their doctor so they can die peacefully.
I can't even tell you the amount of relief that it provides me to know that I don't have to die the way that it's been described to me that my brain tumor would take me on its own.
Maynard chose to end her life on November 1st.
I will die upstairs in my bedroom that I share with my husband, with my mother and my husband by my side.
During her remaining time, she launched a campaign to raise awareness about the importance of choice and the right to die debate. And she spent time with her loved ones before she took a lethal amount of drugs and died as she had wished. Her decision was supported by George Amy, a board member of the Death with Dignity National Center. But he told VOA via Skype that not everyone would agree with her choice.
The main opposition is religious. And so when it's a religious opposition, all I can say is, I respect your beliefs, I respect you, please respect our option to use this law. The other opposition is generally from either physicians who believe that they shouldn't be doing this because of their ethical standards, or they believe that there may be abuses. Well, we have set up all these safeguards to prevent the abuses.
The right to die issue is still an open question, says Cinda Rushton, a professor at Johns Hopkins Berman Institute of Bioethics and School of Nursing.
Having a policy that allows people to have choices at the end of life does not then mean that everyone has to follow that particular path. What we've learned in Oregon is that having a law has allowed people to request this process to be initiated. But actually, a small number have ended up implementing that request.
But Brittany Maynard, who did make that request, gave some advice about living before she died.
Seize the day. What's important to you? What do you care about? What matters? Pursue that. Forget the rest.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.